But let's take this a step further. Can you help me understand how the four-quadrant model applies when we are not considering an individual sentient being?
The four quadrants are, the way they're drawn, are four perspectives, or the big three, that every individual sentient holon has. I claim that a social holon does not have an I. In other words, I claim that a group of I's that will refer to themselves as a we does not itself have an I. And we can go into why that's so. But that's why, for me, individual and social holons are different. And that's why you don't get an infinite regress, incidentally. If you say all things have four quadrants, and if this quadrant has four, you don't. Because only individual sentient holons have four quadrants. And that is to say, have an I, a we, and an it awareness. Point number one. Point number two, every sentient holon, I can have an I because I'm aware of an I. I can use we because you and I are now having an understanding. We are talking. And we are talking about it. In this case, we're talking about a theory. So not only can my consciousness look from my center of awareness through those perspectives, I can look at something using those. Let me give an example. An artifact like a tin can. Tin can itself is not a sentient holon. So the tin can itself doesn't have an I awareness. Tin can itself does not have a we awareness. The molecules in the tin can have an I, but not the tin can. But you and I can talk about the tin can. I can give you my first-person impressions about that tin can. We can talk about that tin can. And I can look at it as an object and study it scientifically. So sometimes people get confused because they want to put stuff in the upper right quadrant. They'll say things like, so it's like a rocking chair, that's in the upper right quadrant, right? I go, no, that's an artifact. Only sentient holons have four actual perspectives. The wonder of the four-quadrant diagram is that you can get as much information as you can in those simple four quadrants because every sentient holon has an infinite number of them. They have at least, you know, I, we, him, her, they. They can be aware of all of that. And that all of it can shake down into these I, we, it, and its, and you can get as much information as you can on those four quadrants. It's pretty astonishing on the little simple diagram considering how much it leaves out. But usually most questions like this then come up when you actually sit down and say, okay, wait a minute. what's going on here? And the first thing I want to point out, like I say, is we don't speak of something being in quadrants other than metaphorically. All sentient beings possess those perspectives. And then they can also look at them in those perspectives. And only a sentient holon is represented here. And my claim is that what we call individual and social, upper and lower quadrants, are, in fact, two dimensions of the same occasion. I categorically refute, in my opinion, that individual or social comes first and one is derivative after the other. We have no instances of an individual without a plural, and we have no instances of an inside without an outside.